Well, it's a major development. The new intelligence estimate, which brings together the best information and analysis of over 15 U.S. intelligence agencies, led by the, of course, the director of the CIA, is very, very important and credible. It's really a revelation, not only with national but also international consequences, because it goes directly against what the president and the White House and the vice president have been led us to think about Iran. And it really undermines those in the administration who've been thinking or advocating to go to war against Iran.
President Bush says that Iran is still a threat. But do you think there's going to be a reduction in the rhetoric that comes from his administration?
I cannot prophesy anything about his administration. And, of course, the president says all kinds of things that are untrue. He's said it so many times now. It's going to be quite difficult for the president and those who are pushing him. Here, one cannot only blame the president, who are pushing him to go to war against Iran or to bomb Iran, to do that, because I think that there'll be so much opposition from the American public and Congress that it would be extremely difficult for him to justify it, especially opposition from the U.S. military, and I have known of that opposition already.
Will U.S.-Iran relations change because of this new intelligence?
It depends on what the president does. If we do engage Iran, as he's begun to do that indirectly, I think, in Iraq, this is one of the reasons why Iraq is less bloody these days, because the Iranians have substantially withdrawn their support from various militia groups opposed to the United States. So if we do engage them, we can engage them on a variety of fronts diplomatically. And that's the way to isolate the Iranian president Ahmadinejad, or at least soften him and his crazy rhetoric.
What was your initial reaction when you heard this morning that there was this new intelligence estimate and Iran had halted its program for quite some time now?
I wasn't surprised by the information, because I never thought that Iran was that advanced in this business of developing weaponry. So I did not believe the assertions that from the White House that U.S. intelligence was, you know, expecting Iran to develop an atomic weapon in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. Never believed in that.